They have green backs, pink bellies, and are only about 2 inches in diameter. The green crab is an invasive predator that's been destroying clam and scallop populations from South Carolina to Maine since they were introduced here 2 centuries ago. How to deal with it? Well, some New England chefs are looking for ways to put this invasive species on the menu. Reporter Emily Corwin explains.
I'm probably going to upset some of my fisherman friends.
Brendan Vesey is the chef at The Joinery, an upscale restaurant in Newmarket, New Hampshire.
Tuna is delicious, and I understand why we catch it, but I currently don't serve it.
Why? He says eating that one big predator at the top of the food chain throws off the whole ecosystem. So instead of seared tuna steaks on his menu, it's
invasive green crab bisque with seared fish, fresh peas, and house-made bacon.
That's right, invasive green crab bisque for $10. That creepy sound is 20 pounds of green crabs clawing and crawling in a plastic bucket. Fisherman Everett Leach is dropping them off here at the restaurant. As he stops one from escaping, another crawls right out.
Keep an eye on them. They're runners.
Green crabs are native to Europe and Africa, but they arrived in New England 200 years ago. They eat a lot of things fishermen are after. Clams, oysters, mussels, softshell crabs, scallops. The Maine Clammers Association describes green crabs on their website as a cancer, literally eating away at Maine's marine resources. That's a quote.
Quantity is not a problem. There's millions of them.
VC pays $2 a pound for these guys. That's a third what he'd pay for steamer clams and a ninth what he'd pay for scallops.
All right, guys. It's your time.
Immediately, he starts throwing the crabs into 2 big stock pots.
I'm going to put them in a hot pot with some oil in the bottom and toast the shells up, and then I'll add liquid to make stock.
For now, stock is about the only thing you can make with these guys. VC says you could spend hours shelling all 20 pounds of these crabs and end up with only a half pound of meat.
And they're really small, and they're really, really hard. The shell's rock hard.
The stock is green and pungent, and it tastes sweet and rich. VC hopes someday, though, he can do something more with these little critters than just make soup. With blue crabs, for example, that's the kind you find in Maryland, fishermen have figured out how to catch them just before they shed their shells, then harvest them while they're naked. That's softshell crab.
If we had those, we could probably get rid of green crabs in a year, because everybody wants to eat that.
It's been 200 years since the New England shoreline was free of these invasive predators. Without them, think of all the moneymakers, the oysters and scallops there'd be to go around. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Emily Corwin in Concord.